Blog Talk Radio.
Outside the Box, Paranormal Paragons Radio, with your host, Christine McKee. Light over dark, truth over lies, love over fear. Open your mind and free your soul. Visit us online at ParanormalParagons.com for more information and previous shows.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the show. We have a chat form going on, so feel free to get in on there and ask questions if you can't call us. The number to call is 929-477-3760. Now, tonight we're here with my son and one of the co-owners of Paranormal Paragon, Sam Sears. Good evening, Sam.
Good evening.
How are you doing this evening, Sam? Excellent. So we're here tonight to talk about negative spirits. You see that we already have a caller online, so we're just going to quickly take that call, and then we'll get down to business. Just unmute that. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to let you know there's a little bit of an echo going on, so that's why I didn't answer you right away.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll have to try and fix that. I appreciate the call in to let us know.
Oh, you're welcome. I can't wait to hear the show.
Yeah, here now. That's weird.
Yeah. There is an echo.
We're going to have to fix the mics. Okay, thanks for letting us know.
You're welcome.
Okay. What I'm going to have to do is send my co-host
into the other sound booth.
There we go. Okay. We'll fix this in a second.
I'm being kicked out.
Okay, that might be better. Are you there, Sam?
Yep, I am here.
Excellent. There, we got rid of the echo. That was the problem. We were having a little bit of a feedback. So our topic tonight is all about negative spirits, negative energies. Some people might refer to them as demons, negative entities. Well, there's a long list of what people call them. Now, one of the first questions, we've got an email here, and it was asking, what are the different degrees of attacks? People refer to them as psychic attacks. Is there a different degree of psychic attacks? And that is so true. Don't you agree, Sam?
I do definitely agree. I mean, there is definitely different levels. You're not just going to be, you're not restricted to just a negative entity attacking you physically. There's also emotional, there's spiritual. You're not just going to wake up in the middle, of the night with scratches all over you. That's not the way it works. It's not like the movies.
Exactly.
I mean, for an investigation standpoint, it would be nice if it was like the movies, but it's not. It's very different.
Yeah.
You might have just emotional changes in yourself.
Well,
so it's,
again,
it's
I mean,
very...
People... Yeah. You're breaking up.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not sure where you went there.
Can you hear me now?
Stay on the line with me, Sam. Stay on the line. Don't leave me, Sam. It can range from a low attack to a medium to a high. I mean, people assume that it's going to be the toxic scratches and the demonic words carved into your body is the sign. But no, it could be as simple as memory loss, drained feelings here and there on your body, feelings of discomfort, feeling like someone's watching you, or having this sudden burst of anger that is no reason for it being there whatsoever. So, I mean, these are subtle things that you wouldn't pay attention to those, would you, Sam?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, you're not always going to be 100% sure about yourself. You're not always going to be 100% sure about the emotions you're feeling. It's always key just to pay attention to those feelings where they come out of nowhere. You have no idea where these feelings have come from. Those are very big markers as to something is going on.
Exactly. So we have another caller on the line, so we're going to take that call. And now that we have no feedback going on, we won't have any issues. Caller, you're on the air. Good evening.
Hi. I don't know why, but it's not working so well on the computer. Is it all right if I listen on the phone line?
Sure. I don't see a problem. I will have to mute you, though, so that you won't become a co-host, but you can definitely listen. Oh, great. I have my cat walking across my keyboard right now. Hopefully it won't disconnect my... Okay, this is a disadvantage of having cats in the studio, is that they tend to take over. So I'm going to mute her so that she can listen and still get the radio show going on. So sometimes it doesn't show, there's issues with it playing live. So we're okay with people listening to it after the fact, as long as these messages get out. So yeah, so we were talking with Sam about, you know, every kind of attack from the subtle to the high. And the big misconception is that smudging will get rid of these entities or these demons or whatever. What I want to say to that is you have to think of it as, let's say, like water, okay? And the demons being us going into the water, so to speak. I'm using this as a visualization. So when we go into the water, we take a deep breath and we dive into the water. This is a world that exists around us that we can only go into for a certain amount of time before we need to come back up, resurface, take more air and go back under. And this is what these entities are doing, okay, for lack of a better word, is it's like that. They're coming up for air, they're can only stay here for so long before they need to resurface and get more of their air, energy, as I like to call it. So when they're here, they can withdraw energy from us. They can withdraw energy from items such as your television, your stereos, and different electrical equipment. So they need to keep using that. That is like their air. What the smudging does is it kind of knocks the energy in the air out of them and sends them back where they came from, to kind of regroup and regather themselves. It might take a couple of days, but they will return, okay? So this is my problem with a lot of the, you know, oh, smudging, it'll be gone forever. And it necessarily might not be gone forever. Correct, Sam?
Oh, that's for sure. I do a lot of smudging with my home cleansings, but I always do follow it off with a full energy cleansing of the home. You never just want to smudge. Just smudging, like my mother said, it's not going to get rid of them forever. They're going to come back. Smudging, not a permanent process. I'm not saying that it's a bad process.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not permanent. You're definitely going to want to follow it up with another way to make sure that those spirits don't get back into your home.
Now, I'm not trying to freak people out there thinking, oh my gosh, I smudged my house. I thought that would have gotten rid of it. Now I'm wondering if it is gone. If you feel like it's gone, then it's gone, okay? And it's found another easier victim, okay? So don't be panicking out there, because the last thing we want is people to be, we don't want to spread fear. So
we don't need people running around the streets.
So we're going to. Screaming, exactly. We're going to take our next caller. You're on the air. Good evening. You have a question?
Hi. No, I'm just listening. Thanks.
Okay, I'll put you on hold so you can listen.
Okay, great.
I'm not exactly sure why the website's having problems getting the radio show out tonight, but that's okay. We're okay with people phoning in and listening online. That's not a problem. So when I received, I just received another email, Sam, and they are asking me and yourself, how do people pick up negative energies and entities or dark energies or demons? How do people pick these up? And I can give some insight to that, but I'd like you to answer that, Sam.
Well, I do feel that's an amazing question, actually. A lot of people are actually wondering, I might not have a lot of psychic abilities. How do I detect that these things are in my house? Or how do I detect these things are after me? Well, first off, I'm just going to say these things, it's a very rare thing that negatives are going to go after people who do not have a psychic ability. They mostly want to go after people with psychic abilities because there's a lot more food that they can eat, for lack of a better term of saying it. But one very easy way to tell if they're in your home is a simple change in your mood, a change of the way that the home feels. If all of a sudden there's a dark corner in your home that just makes you feel very uncomfortable and it was never there before, that might be a sign that something's happening. You don't have to wait for things to start flying off your shelves or your TV to turn on and off when you're not around.
This isn't
the movies. I mean, the Paragons ourselves, we want to help people. We don't want you to call us when the things are, we don't want you to wait until things are flying off your shelves. If you want to say, hey, I have a really bad feeling about this one room in my house. It was never there before. Now I feel really sick. I feel really angry or I feel really sad in that room. I'm very sure that we can see a way to actually get down and see what's going on. It's very important to myself, especially, to make sure that everyone is safe and that everyone can enjoy this world the way it is supposed to be.
Exactly. Illnesses is another first signal that something is going on. Like if you're out, it's wintertime, and you're around people that are sneezing and coughing, you're going to get sick. What I'm talking about is if you haven't been around anybody for quite some time, and it's mixed with these other symptoms like anger or feeling of drained or whatnot and weird feelings that you're being watched, and all of a sudden you start getting sick for no reason at all, that is a classic telltale sign that you've got a negative spirit lingering around. Now, don't go jumping to conclusions that you've got a demon hunting you down. This isn't Hollywood. This is real life. You know, the demon sell box tickets. They give the actors money, okay? Not everything is a demon, and not everything is a negative that you need to hunt down and kill with a vengeance, you know? Talk to it. Find out. You know, maybe it's just someone who's confused and angry. I'm sorry, but if I'm in a room and nobody's listening to me, sooner or later, I'm going to get angry and start throwing stuff, too. They react the same way.
Yeah.
So you want to find out, you know.
I would like to just quickly say to that as well, a lot of the time when you have these spirits or entities in your home and you believe that they're negative, some of the time if you're not properly feeling what's going on in the area, it can just be a spirit who's just upset about something. We've had experiences with the Paragons of going to investigations where we believed there was going to be a negative spirit there, and then it just turned out to be someone who's confused or someone who's or a spirit that's confused or a spirit that's very angry about something going on. And then we've had other investigations where we go where nothing seems to be wrong and we find negatives. It's all, you have to really feel what's going on in your home. You have to be very confident about the feelings that you have in your home. So what I would definitely suggest to everyone, if you know that your home is safe and you know that your home is very comfortable to you, get familiar with that feeling. Get familiar with the comfortable feeling in your home. That way, if one day something does come in, it's very unlikely, but if something does come in, you'll know for sure right away if something comes into your home.
That is really solid, good advice, Sam, and I'm glad you brought that up. Now, where do people per se, and I'm asking for the listeners out there that are wondering, and I know they're wondering, where do these energies, these negative entities come from? Like, do I pick them up when I go grocery shopping? How do they come to me? Why do they come to me? Because there's people out there that they keep coming and gravitating to. Why is that? Why do they keep gravitating to certain people?
Well, first of all, answer the question of where do these things come from. A lot of the negative spirits that are out there are just spirits. They're just people that used to be alive or spirits of I believe very much in the native belief, so I believe everything has a spirit. Could be angry, could be animals, could be people, could be things, just There's many different ways that something can become negative. But the straightforward definition of negative is something that wishes to cause some form of harm to something else. That's just straightforward. That's the easiest definition I can give. Where these things come from, nobody can answer 100% where these things come from. I can't tell you for sure that they only come from this one place. They come from everywhere. Just like if you look at the world has many different people that all act very differently. Of course spirits are not going to be all the same. You're not going to walk into a room and have six spirits who all think the exact same. You have to really play it by ear. When you're thinking about where these things are coming from, it's best more to think, where did I pick these up? Now I'm going to get into the answer about the why they keep attaching. Some people bring a lot of,
right.
For lack of a better term, baggage along in their life. They have a lot of negative things that have happened in their life, loss of loved ones, loss of friends, pain that they've sustained from an accident, a lot of things that they bring around with them. And these negative emotions and negative feelings, they draw in other negative. If you're a happy person, happy people are going to come around you. If you're an angry person, angry people are going to come around you. It's just the way everything is.
Oh, like attracts like. Yeah.
Exactly like that. So if you're walking around the world going, oh, if you're walking around constantly with a negative attitude or a negative feeling on you, that's going to attract them. Now, I'm not trying to scare everyone when I say this, but you can pick them up anywhere. It's not like I've heard of Catholics going to church and picking them up at church. Just because somewhere is quote unquote sacred doesn't mean that it's 100% protected from things. Now, that's not to say that you should lock yourself in your house, douse the walls with purification water, and salt your windows and doors and hide from the world. Don't do that. Definitely don't do that.
Yeah.
The majority of the negatives you find around here are just emotional things that just want to feed on the negative emotions you have, and simply just raising your emotion, becoming happy or simply listening to one of your favorite songs or playing a game you like to play, or if you have children, just seeing your children smile, something that brings a happy feeling to you or a good feeling to you. That can get rid of a lot of these negatives.
Yeah.
If you allow them to...
Oh, for sure. Like the happy, positive vibration sends them away.
We actually, the Paragons, actually have a technique where we laugh at negatives. This weakens them because they don't have the negative energy to feed on. If we only produce...
Exactly.
If we only produce the happy, positive energies, they've got nothing to feed on. So they become a lot weaker.
Yeah, precisely.
But... So what I'm trying to say is I know there's a lot of people out there with many conditions, such as depression and such as things of that nature.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have a lot of bad things that have happened to them in their lives. I'm not perfect. I've had bad things happen to me. Everyone's had them. What you have to understand is that carrying around these negative emotions and carrying around all this sadness, hatred, or anger, all it's going to do is draw these things towards you. If you're finding that you're constantly being, quote-unquote, attacked or being attached onto by these negatives, try to think about what kind of emotions you're having on a day-to-day basis. Try to find things that make you happier. Like I said before, happiness...
Well, it's like Elsa is saying here in the chat. We have a listener in the chat group who's saying that they kicked me when I'm down.
That's exactly what they like to do. These things aren't going to pick a fight with somebody who's strong. You're not. They're bullies. They're not going to pick a fight with somebody they know can hurt them. Now, there are some who are very, very, very confident in themselves, and they believe that they can take on things stronger than them. These are the ones that we have to be worried about. But these are very few and far between.
Yes.
Very.
Those are the ones that hurt kids.
Very few and far between. These are the ones that we come in and we get rid of very quickly. These are the things that create the stories of demons. To be honest,
these are the ones that are like you said, far and few between. They're very rare, but when they happen, they need to be dealt with in a tits for tat, so to speak, sort of way, like with equal force.
For sure. You can smile those ones away. Although the majority of negatives that you'll run into, the majority of negatives you'll run into on a daily basis, you just having a good demeanor and finding something that makes you happy, even if it's just going to the park and watching some ducks splash in a lake for 10 minutes. If it makes you happy, do it. It's going to help you.
Do it. Yeah, exactly. Now, Sam, we're going to get into the deeper subject in the last 10 minutes here of the show. When we get those ones that won't go away by positive vibrations, the ones who are stubborn, stubborn negative, who want to go the distance and fight the fight, how is it that we, as this group, this Paragons group, how is it, and this is where the secret comes out, this is where the truth is told, that nobody's ever talked about before, how is it we deal with these? And I want you to break it down as simple as we can for our listeners so that they understand what it is we do.
So what I'm going to explain first is a very simple thing that we do. It's called a home cleansing. This is a lot different than just smudging a home. This is going through with a trifecta of materials and of energies that can help to push everything out of the home and help to keep it out. We begin by smudging a room, smudging the four corners of a room, in order to help push the energies out of that room. We follow that with holy water or purification water, and we wet the corners with that water. We would then salt the windows and doors. The reason that we use salt is a very pure substance. It's very strong when it comes to stopping things from entering. Negatives do not like to cross salt lines. I really hate referencing pop culture, but if you've ever seen the show Supernatural, when they use the salt against the negatives, it's very much like that. Again, I really hate referencing pop culture, but they got it right with that. Salt does.
Yeah, they got it right with that. I'll admit that.
Very right with that. Salt does stop negatives from entering. Pouring a gigantic pile of salt and standing in the center of it, that's kind of overkill. But the salt that we use is actually, it's actually been removed from the Dead Seas. And it has a very strong power to it of stopping them from coming in, what we call barriers. The barrier is basically a wall that stops them from entering. Now, after we've removed these negatives from the home, many of them will simply run away, basically run away screaming, and they won't come back because we've showed such a big force. We are America moving into this home and kicking all the bad stuff out. We show so much force and might that they don't want to come back. Do want to come back? There's a special process that native healers have been using for quite a while. It's very much to the sense.
Okay, I'm just going to hold you there, Sam, for a second. The phone line seems to be breaking up a little. If you want to try the extension on the downstairs, pick it up and make sure it works. But I'm going to get you to try that extension because I really want people to hear this clearly, and I want them to really soak this information in, because I feel that this is important, and we're all about teaching. So I'll get you to try the extension downstairs in the other studio room, and, you know, you might have to, we've got the grandson down there, but you might want to make sure he's not watching his curfew. But, we've got 5 minutes left, and I'm going to get Sam on the other extension, because I want to make sure, I'm not sure if you guys can hear him, I'm having a little bit of difficulty. I want to make sure that you hear him 100% clear when he explains this process, because this is something that no one has talked about before, and I promised I would get this information out. We're all about teaching. We're all about educating, and I just want to make sure that you hear what he has to say.
Okay,
it
seems that our other setup isn't quite working right now. So I'm hoping that I can use this setup and it'll work.
Clear where you are.
Okay, well, hopefully I can use this and we can just keep everything nice and clear. So what I was attempting to say before is...
People are saying I can hear them.
Okay, so if you didn't hear before, I was beginning to talk about there's a technique that native healers have been using for quite a while. If you didn't know, if you haven't checked my profile on the Paragons, I've been taught in the native healing ways, and I do a lot of native healing, and that's where a lot of my cleansing and a lot of my techniques come from for protecting a home and removing a negative. There's a very wonderful thing in nature where plants, trees, most kinds of plant life and trees have this amazing ability. They convert the negative energy into a positive energy that they can use. What that basically means is that when we want to make sure that a negative never comes back, quite literally feed them to a tree or feed them to a lawn or feed them to a large plant. And that plant will take that bad energy. Yeah, it'll take that bad energy and make it into good energy that the plant will use. It's quite, if you know of, I'm pretty sure everyone's taken grade 5 science and knows about photosynthesis, the process of a plant converting carbon dioxide into oxygen. It's pretty much the exact same thing.
Same with energy.
Energy is like water. When it's clear, it's good.
Yeah.
It's positive energy. But you put dirt in it and it becomes negative energy. The plant takes that dirt away, or the negative portion of the energy away, and feeds on it. And then it's the positive energy. The positive energy is left for healers like myself or other psychics who have learned to tap into it to use this energy. This is the energy of the universe.
Which is pretty much, Sam, the equivalent of sending a clown with a cake and balloons to a really pissed off, grumpy old person.
They don't want the happy crap, of course not. But if you send an, if you continue to send an old person chocolate cakes, eventually they'll be happy. Unless they're diabetic.
Exactly.
Don't send diabetics chocolate cakes.
Unless you're trying to kill them. Don't be sending them chocolate cakes.
We don't condone trying to kill people. But honestly, what I would definitely advise everybody, if you have a garden in your home, keep up the garden. Gardens are wonderful ways of keeping negatives at bay. Yeah, a lot of people never even realize that. If you've ever noticed, with gardens or homes with plants in the homes, always seem to be a happier home. It always seems to be a better home. And you realize why.
The thing that I've always taught people is that when you're anxious or angry, go out, bend over, and touch a tree, touch a plant. So we've got only 90 seconds left in the show, Sam. Is there anything you want to express or share with the listeners here tonight?
Well, for all the listeners out there, I just want to tell you guys, we're not trying to scare you guys. We're not trying to say all these bad things exist. You guys should run away screaming or hide in your homes. What we're trying to do here is inform you guys, let you guys know that this bad stuff is out there. But it's very empower, yes. We want to tell you guys how to protect yourselves from it and make sure that everyone is safe, everyone's happy, and make sure that we can have a much more positive world. Because to be honest with you, I don't like having to go out and deal with negatives. Nobody does. So it would be amazing if we could all just, everyone was positive. I mean, it would be wonderful if tomorrow I didn't have to go deal with negatives. It would be wonderful.
I mean, we'd be out of a hobby, but but it would be
we'd find
happy
another
happy
one.
Well,
for
yeah,
sure.
They're always somewhere. There's always a grumpy puss somewhere.
That's for sure.
So thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. We hope that, once again, we have educated and informed, and here comes my cat again. So I guess our time is... Thank you so much, Sam, for joining me tonight, and I really enjoyed having you on the show tonight. Thanks to everybody,
I really
and have yourself a fantastic
really
night.
Too.